WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour is brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Atlantic Collision Center has expanded, and that's why we've had to move to a bigger location. This move means we have room for your semi, RV, bus, or farm equipment. Of course, we can still work on your car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, and more. We also do glass work, whether it's a rock chip or a full replacement, and as always, we work with your insurance company. Customer service and satisfaction are still our number one priorities. Atlantic Collision Center, 1500 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, the Hawkeye 10 Conference holding its girls' tennis championships yesterday over at Council Bluffs, and it's kind of the same old, same old. Red Oak wins the team championship with 29 points. That's the Tigers' 15th straight conference title. Clarinda is the runner-up with 21 points. Creston with 18 points is third. Kemper Catholic and Shenandoah with 16 points round each round out the top five. Lewis Central, Denison, Glenwood, Harlan, Atlantic, and St. Albert round out the rest of the field. Individually, in number one singles, Abby Bergston of Lewis Central was the champ, beating Paige Van Osdell of Red Oak in the final match. Also in singles, number two singles, Sarah Cabine of Clarinda was the champ over Jenna Taylor of Creston in the final. At number one doubles, Grace Blomstad and Erica Sherman of Red Oak teamed up to win the title over Hannah Daly and Heidi Fichter of Shenandoah. Atlantic's Leah Jepkes and Lexi Allen teamed up to play sixth. Also at number two doubles, Kate Walker and Sarah Behrens of Red Oak were the champs, beating Allie Thompson and Angela Sorensen of Creston in that final match. High school soccer yesterday in girls action. It was Tri-Center over Denison 6-0. Underwood beat Riverside 4-0. Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey a 3-2 winner over Ballard. Winterset shut out Creston 9-0 and Sergeant Bluff Luton down Missouri Valley 5-1. In boys soccer last night, Riverside posting a 4-1 win over Underwood. It was Glenwood over Tri-Center 2-1. St. Albert beat Nottoway Valley 7-0. Thomas Jefferson over Lewis Central 3-1. Kemper Catholic beat Alta Aurelia 8-0. And Sergeant Bluff Luton, a winner over Missouri Valley by a score of 4-0. In Major League Baseball, Adam Wainwright threw a one-hitter, facing just one batter over the minimum, and the St. Louis Cardinals ended an 8-game home run drought with long balls from Matt Adams and Johnny Peralta in a 5-0 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks last night. Working on 6 days rest because of a rainout and a day off, Wainwright retired the first 11 batters before Paul Goldschmidt doubled off the wall in center with two outs in the fourth. Peralta hit his team-leading ninth of the season in the sixth and added one of the Cardinals' five doubles for a second RBI against Bronson Arroyo. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat Cincinnati 9-4, the Dodgers over the Mets 9-4, Atlanta beat Milwaukee 5-0, Philadelphia 6-5 over Miami, Colorado beat San Francisco 5-4. In the American League, Adam Dunn hit a three-run homer, and the Chicago White Sox defeated the Kansas City Royals 7-6 last night. Andre Rienzo limited the Royals to two runs and five hits over six innings. He struck out a career-high eight. The Royals' record dropped to 5-15 against American League Central opponents with that loss. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Cleveland over Detroit 6-2. Oakland beat Tampa Bay 3-0. Toronto over Boston 7-4. Seattle beat Texas 6-2. The Angels over Houston 9-3. In interleague play, Baltimore beat Pittsburgh 9-2. The Chicago Cubs over the New York Yankees 6-1. Minnesota topping San Diego by a 5-3 final. In other baseball news, the Philadelphia Phillies have scored the fourth fewest amount of runs in the majors this season, so the last thing they need is a significant injury to their starting rotation. Phillies ace Cliff Lee had an MRI exam on his sore throwing elbow, raising concerns that the lefty might become the latest major league pitcher sidelined by a serious injury. He remained in Philadelphia to undergo the test after pitching 6 2/3 innings Sunday to beat Cincinnati. General manager Ruben Amaro Jr. says Lee has experienced elbow discomfort for the past 3 weeks. The 35-year-old Lee is 4-4 with a 3.18 earned run average this season. Boston Red Sox have re-signed Stephen Drew to a contract reportedly worth $10 million over 1 year. The shortstop turned down a $14.1 million offer from the Red Sox last year after helping the team capture its third title in 10 years. Drew hit .253 with 13 homers and 67 RBIs in 124 games with Boston last season. Yankees manager Joe Girardi says Carlos Beltran will take swings early next week before the team decides if the right fielder needs surgery on his right elbow. If he experiences pain, Girardi said the next step would likely be surgery that would keep him out 8 to 10 weeks. White Sox ace Chris Sale threw a bullpen session Tuesday and could come off the disabled list by the weekend and start against the New York Yankees. The two-time American League All-Star selection went on the disabled list April 22nd with a left flexor strain. The Indians have activated Jason Giambi from the disabled list. The 43-year-old Giambi had been on the disabled list since May 5th with a strained calf. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was the Round Rock Express beating the Iowa Cubs by a score of 2-1. Omaha knocked off Nashville by a 4-1 final. I'll have more sports after this.
Atlantic Collision Center has expanded, and that's why we've had to move to a bigger location. This move means we have room for your semi, RV, bus, or farm equipment. Of course, we can still work on your car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, and more. We also do glass work, whether it's a rock chip or a full replacement, and as always, we work with your insurance company. Customer service and satisfaction are still our number one priorities. Atlantic Collision Center, 1500 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, the Miami Heat pulled off a fourth quarter comeback to even the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals at a game apiece. LeBron James scored six straight points to spark a decisive 12-2 run that pushed the Heat past the Pacers 87-83 at Indianapolis. Miami has won 11 straight games following a playoff loss and still has not trailed 2-0 in a series since the first round of the 2012 playoffs. Game three is Saturday in Miami. The Cleveland Cavaliers have won the NBA draft lottery. They'll have the number one pick on June 26th. It's the sixth time the Cavaliers will enter a draft with the first overall pick. The Cavs also had the top pick last year and in 2011. Cleveland had just a 1.7% chance of landing the first pick after missing the playoffs by only three games. Milwaukee has to settle for the number two pick. Philadelphia got the third overall choice. Orlando picks fourth, followed by Utah, Boston, the Los Angeles Lakers, Sacramento, Charlotte, and the 76ers. Denver has the 11th selection ahead of the Magic, Minnesota, and Phoenix. The Charlotte Hornets are back. The NBA franchise has announced that it has officially changed its name to the Hornets after 10 years of being known as the Bobcats. The original Hornets resided in Charlotte from 1988 to 2002 before George Shinn moved the team and the name to New Orleans after a messy divorce from the city. The name became available again when New Orleans owner Tom Benson changed his team's name from the Hornets to the Pelicans. A group of retired NFL players has filed a lawsuit that charges the league with supplying them with illegal and risky narcotics and other painkillers to mask injuries. The suit charges the drugs numb the injuries and led to medical complications down the road. Some players say they were never told about broken legs and ankles and were fed a dose of pills to cover up the pain. One says that instead of surgery, he was given anti-inflammatories to allow him to play in games, while another says that after years of free pills from the NFL, players retired from the league addicted to painkillers. The complaint names eight players, including three members of the Super Bowl champion 1985 Chicago Bears, Hall of Fame defensive end Richard Dent, offensive lineman Keith Van Horn, and quarterback Jim McMahon. Lawyers seek class action status and say in the filing that more than 500 other former players have signed on to the lawsuit. Van Horn says he played an entire season on a broken leg and wasn't told about the injury for 5 years. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell told reporters that the league has not seen the lawsuit and the attorneys have not been able to review it. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs signed defensive tackles Kyle Love and Jermell Cujo and placed defensive tackle Corey Grissom and linebacker Ridge Wilson on waivers in a series of roster moves yesterday. The Chiefs also signed defensive lineman Kona Schwenke, a rookie free agent. The 6'1", 315-pound Love spent some time with the Chiefs last season and has also played for New England and Jacksonville. The 6'2", 304-pound Cujo spent his first four seasons with the Rams, starting four of the 38 games that he played in. Schwenke played collegiately at Notre Dame. The Chiefs begin a three-day rookie minicamp this weekend. They'll begin full squad organized team activities next week. Well, Minneapolis will host the 2018 Super Bowl after a vote by owners rewarded the city for its new stadium deal. The owners chose Minneapolis and the $1 billion stadium planned for the site of the old Metrodome to host the championship over New Orleans and Indianapolis. The new Minneapolis stadium, set to open in 2016, will hold up to 72,000 for the Super Bowl. The Vikings also announced they signed first-round draft pick Teddy Bridgewater to a four-year contract worth just under $7 million. The Vikings traded up to get the quarterback with the last pick in the first round. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.